Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
In the time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody? This is F-Bill Radio, episode 17 for Saturday, February 4th, 2006. I am Mr. White.
I'm Malice Factor.
Here with Big City somewhere.
I'm here.
Yeah, and we have a very special guest this week. A gentleman by the name of Raced One.
How's it going, my peoples?
Yeah. Just happened to be stopping by the studios right before we
Right before we were getting ready to do stuff.
I'm actually chained to my chair right now and I can't leave.
Yeah. Well, that's besides the point, isn't it?
I want to go home.
Hey, you broke it. You bought it, man. You're going to have to work off your debt to us. Come over here breaking some shit, right?
Yeah.
Breaking our arrangements.
So, all the listeners will be catching Race 1 on the forums from now on, I think, right? You started posting up in there, didn't you? Yeah.
Better ask somebody.
So, did we get any emails this week?
I don't know. You don't want to check the emails.
Did we get any voicemails this week?
You don't want to check the voicemails.
No.
I didn't get an email either.
I didn't get anything. I mean, people have stopped listening.
I got one from someone who had problems logging in. And
how you feel being FBL Radio tech support
too,
man?
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes with the territory.
Dude, you got like voicemails from 5 weeks back now running.
Yeah, and I couldn't find Doohickey, man.
Well, find the goddamn Doohickey.
I gotta find the fucking Doohickey.
Oh, yeah, that's
man.
Right. You completely snubbed those people that called into the to the voicemail.
It was not intentional.
It was. You were just like, I can't find the Doohickey.
I can't
find the fucking
Doohickey, and I forgot about the Doohickey.
Man, you dropped the F-bomb. That's not cool.
Motherfucker!
You guys loosen these handcuffs, please.
Shut up. Face the wall. Yes. So,
Maybe I'll take your blindfold off if you're good.
So we just had a little FBL photo shoot, didn't we?
Yeah, we definitely had a group photo thing that we were talking about doing for like Halloween last year.
We
got around doing that.
Got around doing it, except it wasn't a group photo because it was just the three of us and no one to take our pictures, so we had to be like single person pictures, but. It's pretty. Still came out pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well,
next couple weeks
if
you'll be seeing them.
Retarded is your definition of sweet.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing, man? Jesus.
I'm checking my levels.
That's the X-Men theme song.
you put me on edge. I don't know. I think I gotta fight somebody or something. There's danger approaching from behind or something. You know what I mean? The music changes.
Well, man,
something's going on.
Dude, this is a great song.
It's the X-Men theme song, man. Animated.
I don't think you're getting picked up there, Big City.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in and I'll come out.
We gotta get a fourth setup.
Yeah, we also need a compressor.
We need a compressor, too.
And a headphone amp.
Yeah, that's on the list, too. Yeah.
Need a dual G5 Mac.
Yeah, a dual G5 Mac. So. Hey, Race 1, aren't you about to buy a PowerBook, huh?
Thinking about it.
Yeah? Get a Mac?
Before you got imprisoned over here?
I'm definitely a Mac boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You were just waiting for the Intel switch over?
You damn right.
Yeah.
Mac. What?
Mac.
That's our very own Mr. White.
Mac.
Okay, stop that.
Fucking cut
stop
it out,
it,
dude.
Man.
Come over there and knife you.
What, man?
Give me the knife.
Shut
fucker.
It.
So... All right.
Yeah, this is the post-startling revelation that you made about yourself, right? Right, Big City?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about getting knifed. Like, I'm more worried about being next to you than I normally was before last week.
What are you talking about?
That's really flattering, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said that. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, your political affiliation, your political and ideological.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Previously on FBL.
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Fucking bastard.
We got a fascist leader running the show.
Seriously. So don't be surprised if more of you start getting chained fucking chairs.
If any FBL listener wants to be chained up in a chair, please come down too.
Yep, nervous laughter.
As we brandish our weapons.
Oh, man. Yeah, so no emails, no voicemail this week.
All right, so I guess we gotta jump.
We've got activity in the forums, though.
The president's gonna email me. I know he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Which president? The one from that place down in Louisiana?
The one that sent us email. The president email president.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He's gonna send me an email. I got faith. What the fuck? I was like, what is that feeling? That was my hand, because my hand is like over here. I was like, I'm not touching myself there.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always have activity going on in the forums. How's that logo contest going
on? Dude, the logo contest kicks ass, man. Fucking big shouts to everyone who submitted something for that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's crazy. There's too much stuff in there. It's like, how are we going to be able to choose, like, any one logo at this point? You know what I'm saying? And there's still, like, a whole month left to the contest.
Right.
This is fucking out of hand, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But makes me feel good inside, like, all warm and tingly that people putting that much time into
it. Big shouts to, like, those three people that submitted all those logos.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stop by, we'll have a chair ready for you.
Some chains.
Step on by, we'll pull out a chair. And handcuffs. And a yo-yo.
My grandmother riding by on a bicycle gave me the finger and a duck. So, who was it? Metatron posted this up in the forums. A little missile guidance FAQ, I think it was. Right?
You say FAQ?
Yeah. Frequently asked questions.
You ready? You ready to play that clip? We're going to play the clip on the air here.
Right,
for those who haven't listened to it already.
No, that's not it.
That's definitely not it.
That's definitely not it.
That duck's got a shadow.
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation. The variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was. The missile guidance computer scenario works as follows. Because a variation has modified some of the information the missile has obtained, it is not sure just where it is. However, it is sure where it isn't, within reason, and it knows where it was. It now subtracts where it should be from where it wasn't, or vice versa. And by differentiating this from the algebraic sum of where it shouldn't be and where it was, it is able to obtain the deviation and its variation, which is called error.
My ass!
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened then?
If you work that out on paper, it makes complete sense.
Totally. Yeah, if you don't understand that, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah, seriously.
I just don't really know where I is right now.
Well, we know where you aren't.
Therefore, yeah, if you subtract,
where you aren't from where you are, then that tells you where you is.
But I don't know where I wasn't.
Well, what about... Oh, well, okay then.
But I know where the missile is.
Well, that's easy to figure that out. If you look at where you is from where you isn't, divide that by where you are... That should be multiplied by the square root of the denominator of the third
is.
You forgot is. The carry word is.
Carry the is to the R.
Do you think getting stabbed by a rubber knife hurts more than a metal knife?
Well, it depends. Do you penetrate skin or do you not penetrate skin?
Oh, yeah, right in.
Now, were you going to stab me is or was?
No, in the face.
Oh, like in the
eyeball? Where's his face, sure. though?
Yeah.
You have to find my face. By subtracting where my face isn't, you can decide where my face is.
Your face is right here.
Ow. Fuck. Bastard.
I don't know.
Anyway.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Oh man,
we actually had some serious stuff to talk about today.
No, we didn't. No, actually, we have a lot of audio to listen to today. as are we getting into this already? 14 minutes in?
I still have to ask Miles Factor.
Oh, that's right.
The form, yeah. The form so was there something else you had to do from the forums before I...
I'm the real Miles Factor.
No, I don't think there's anything else I
had to do. All right, so there was a couple more questions, like four of them.
Miles Factor. That's your cue.
Right. So Metatron asked...
Come on, do it again.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
We can all hear you.
Seriously. Yeah, I can hear you. Mouse Factor.
Super interesting.
He's not doing the head meow.
Can I answer Metatron's question? What if he really needs like a reply?
Alright, sorry. That was just...
Alright, so he asked, if you're going to shoot a mime, would you use a silencer? I mean, I can't really tell. Is that a philosophical question, or is he asking me personally? What do you guys think?
I think he's asking you personally. Well, if you would use a
I can't shoot a mime because, as you all know, I'm a fucking cleric, and I can't use those kind of weapons. You know, I have to use blunted weapons, man. I can't use guns. Shoot people.
Cause light wounds or something.
Man, if you want, I could wrap like a towel around the mace, bludgeon somebody like that, kind of muffle it. I guess.
That's dangerous to work with a mine, though.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I can't answer that question satisfactorily. Sorry.
Do they make silencers for your maces there?
We're moving on there, mister.
I think they do make a silencer, though, for magic purposes. Like, so you can knock out the voice component of your... So you can knock out the voice component of your spells.
Yeah, that
you
was...
You have your symbolic and...
I was trying to ask again, anyway, if you choke a Smurf, what color will it turn?
You're the one talking into the
To which Seth says, I'm a guess purple. It's good enough for me. Thanks, Seth. Purple. Purple it is.
Excellent!
Okay, this is a lot. Seth of Monrovia asked, do you think that jelly beans are king and rule over all other jelly beans? If so, are the green ones, the red ones, slaves? Who are the princes? Is offspring even possible? Can jelly beans reproduce? If no, then where did they all come from?
Hail to the king, baby.
And who made the red jelly bean the king? That's a lot of questions bundled into one, as you said, Seth. We'll take this from the beginning. The next question. posted by Metatron is, if man evolved from monkeys and apes, why are there still monkeys and apes? You know, seriously, I mean, going back to your previous question about... shooting the mime with a silencer. I mean, if you were to shoot a mime, not all mimes have died. So, if man evolved from monkeys and apes, I mean, it's just, you know, I really don't have a fucking idea what I'm talking about.
Well, my official answer is, I don't know.
I'm all messed up because I thought you said mine, but not mime.
Yeah.
Now I'm really confused.
Yeah, sorry, I can't. These are good questions, man. I can't answer these questions at all. But Big City replied for me, said, my GF doesn't think she evolved from an ape, but I keep telling her that she did.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so that's...
What's
that's,
a GF?
Girlfriend, man. Don't you know aim speak?
No.
I was rolling with the grandfather. Works both ways, man.
All right. No, it doesn't. Nobody ever talks about their grandfather. They're never like, hey, just with my GF down at the fucking wherever shop, checking things out.
I do, dude.
You don't even have a grandfather.
I got two of them.
I'm gonna piss off.
Right, so that was Big City answering the question for it. And I told you that if you keep on posting my section of forums, I'm going to fucking stab you. So after just we're done that. Recording, I'm just going to stab you. It's coming.
I didn't realize you said that.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Weapons thrown.
Okay, that was it. Thanks. Thanks for posting. Keep on posting questions. Right.
Yeah. Yep. So it's another edition of Ask Malice Factor. We should have a jingle there.
Malice Factor.
I got a gay jingle. Hang on.
Yeah, let's play the gay jingle.
Gay jingle. That's the end of Malice Factor.
That's a half-ass gay jingle.
Well, it's gay and it's a jingle.
It's not really that
gay
though.
And it's a jingle.
I don't know if it's long enough to be a jingle, really.
See, you're struck. It's
it
not
might be a jangle, but it's not a jingle.
It's not gay enough, and it's not a jingle. So you struck out there.
You need to relabel that sound. I'm pretty sure.
Gay jingle sound. The gay jangle sound.
It's a not so gay jangle.
I think just gayness is fine.
I'll never remember gayness. That's the problem. It's got to be descriptive, so I
the
remember.
The sound of gayness. Play it again. Let me hear it. I don't know. Yep, the sound of gayness. That's exactly right. What it is.
I'll go with the sound of gayness. Alright, so what else you got there, Sparky?
Well, I think that's it for the form section.
Yeah, that's it.
Sound. Alright, sorry.
Keep on putting those logos in there, I guess, if you want. I mean, no one's forcing you to.
Fucking kicks ass.
You guys going to use this logo for, anyway? Everything?
It's going to be like our logo.
Shit like that? Shirts?
Shirts and stuff.
Yeah, posting up flyers.
Bumpers, stickers.
We'll give you a shirt.
You guys going to get tattoos of it?
No.
We're going to get tattoos.
No, it depends on how complex.
Maybe my forehead, a henna. Just walk around with it up there.
Really?
Like, let it sit for a month, you know, and like...
Triple dog dare you, dude.
Oh, yeah?
$5.
All right.
It says you won't.
$5. That's what you get here. We have to pick a small as logo. Okay.
Fucking A. Alright.
Okay, so.
So we're on to the topic of the week then?
I guess.
I thought you guys said this was going to be a serious show.
This is more serious.
Yeah, we actually
like,
got through an
yeah,
entire
we never actually make it
section.
He said it.
Sorry. I'll shut
I'm
up.
Sorry. It's so weird.
Last time we did the. Shut up. Last time we did the ass mouse factor thing, will you stop talking?
Will you stop giving them a recap of like what happened last episode, you neo-Nazi?
Oh, Jesus. The neo-Nazi thing again. I'm not a fucking neo-Nazi, dude.
We have audio evidence that says otherwise.
Mr. White, anyone ever tell you you look like a wrinkle-free nutsack?
Left field, that was all.
Fucking one up for that one.
Yeah. You're abusing your sound privileges, I'm pretty sure.
No, definitely not.
He's been here for 26 minutes, and he's already realized the horrible truth, man, that you abuse totally. The sound engineer station, man.
Hey, I thought we talked about having, like, music on in the background and stuff.
Yeah, didn't you hear that, like, that so. Cave noise?
Are you
going
you
that, was the ass Mass Effect background
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, what's that? You pulled out the spawning pool sound effect from StarCraft?
Sorry, get some sound going.
Well...
That's great.
Oh, God, dude. Anyway. All right. So on to the seriousness for the weekend.
Right. The main topic for
the week. Everyone in the world except for Race 1 is aware that this is going on.
I don't have a TV.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which is good.
Yes.
Yeah, kill your TV.
Which is good. So how do you watch your Kung Fu movies?
I have...
On the Apple?
Yeah, I have a computer.
Yeah.
On my Mac.
What kind of Mac?
G5.
Yeah?
Yes.
How many G5s are there?
Fair question, like... That's an ass mouse factor question.
Yeah, well, hold on. Do the mouse factor intro thing. Come on. You got like 2 seconds.
No, we're not going back to that.
It's over, dude.
You fucking blew it, man.
I blew it. I was looking at something else.
But for real, mouse factor, how many G5s are there?
The better question is, how much software is there for a G5?
Not much.
God. You gotta turn your head and talk, Big City.
Shut up.
I don't even think it got picked up, you fuck. I don't think it got picked up.
So, the main topic for the week, everything only Race 1 doesn't know about.
Yeah, right. I don't know about anything. It's clear.
Okay. Yeah, it's George Bush, our lovely president of the states here.
This is grim. Very grim.
Authorized...
How grim is it?
Illegal wiretaps. And yada yada. And that's it. for the
I can't really speak to you over the Batman music. Sorry, I just can't.
You are on the money, though, with the theme songs. Way to be.
This guy knows his theme songs, man.
I know.
Hmm? You can't read it from there.
He's totally knows it. I mean, he's definitely on the spot,
though. But yeah, well, for like five movies, go beyond the little pool of my knowledge. I'm not going to know anything.
I want to see the original Batman. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Dude, we're talking Michael about Keaton. The president, I think.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh,
yeah,
I want to know.
Yeah, so anyway, the president authorized
the NSA to wiretap U.S. citizens illegally. Okay?
Now, why is it illegal, Mr. White?
Because the FISA Act of 1978... Okay.
FISA stands for what?
Federal Intelligence Search something Act.
That's a authorization or something.
Foreign intelligence.
Way to put me on the spot, asshole.
What the hell?
Just checking it
out. So, yeah, it's 1978, and this is came from Watergate. This is what came out of Watergate. So there's a court in Washington, D.C. that grants all wiretaps. Since this was put in 1978, the people that are tapped and everything is all secret. The court is top secret. Only thing they release is how many wiretaps every year they do. It's about 500 a year up until September 11th, where it jumped and it's gotten to be like last year was what, like 4,000 or something like that?
4,000 million.
Yeah, something like that. And that whole time, there was.
Best music ever.
So you actually own Kill
Bill?
Dude,
shut the fucking music off.
You said you wanted music. Now you tell me not to.
Shut it off.
You want music?
Shut it off. Shut it off. Why don't you engineer something and realize I'm peeking out right now?
This whistling rocks my world.
You're fucking yelling, dude. That's the problem.
It's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Damn it.
Yeah, it's what I said.
Okay, so they release... That's something else. They release 500 wiretaps a year?
Yeah, on average.
Completely random?
No, this is people go there, have to present to the judge why they need a wiretap. Judge authorizes it, okay?
Okay.
Only three times since 1978 has a wiretap been refused. That's an important point, okay?
Okay.
58?
George Bush, huh?
From 58.
78.
What's
the percentage on it? Go on. I'm totally listening.
George Bush decided that he didn't have time to go to this court to get authorization for these wiretaps.
Right, he's busy on vacation.
Goddamn.
Okay, yeah, he's busy on vacation.
Yeah.
Now,
good times. Speeches.
They can. Really everyone nice. Can walk in there and get a fucking. Everyone who does gets a wiretap. Obviously, three times it's been refused. That's
Yay.
It.
Yay.
Okay. You don't need much. Apparently, it takes. Like 24 hours, the court is set up to work as fast as possible because they realize that, you know, when you need a wiretap, sometimes you need it right then and there.
When you need a tap, totally. You need a tap.
That FISA Seriously. Act, that yeah. FISA Act.
Go.
Like, I need a tap. I want one right now.
Snappy, snappy.
Yay.
So that act also states that if you go and apply, you know, put the paperwork in motion, that you can actually start the wiretap before you get approval for it. Huh. Okay? So there's no reason not to go through the court.
Right, because you got it in a second.
Exactly. But he went around the court, went directly to the NSA, and had him start doing fucking wiretaps on U.S. citizens.
Going around the court doesn't sound anything like a president. What's up with that?
No.
Seriously.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
Seriously,
red flags. Red flags, dude. Red flags.
The same.
I got no red flags.
The same branch of government that actually gave him his first presidency. He's gonna like snub him like that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right. So
I've got
last
a government job to abuse and lonely wife to fuck.
I hate that clip. I don't know why I.
You always play it.
And you always play it.
I hate that fucking clip.
It's like a psychological.
It never really too, just because it says
it
government job.
It says government job. Someone was like,
you know, first of all, I'll start with the fact that it's John Travolta speaking, and I don't think I need to tell you all what's wrong with that.
Fool.
So how many wiretaps are they doing these days?
Six.
Who knows? That's the problem.
You're one of them,
huh?
You're one. What? Yeah, you're one. You're one of the taps, dude. Your band playing all those songs about anti-government shit. You're one. For sure.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
You're tapped.
Yeah, you know, you're
good. I want to be Tap.
All right, well, you got it.
All right, then.
Well, the U.S. isn't supposed to spy on U.S. citizens. The NSA...
The NSA is not supposed to spy
goes
on
through
U.S. citizens.
And listens to lots of stuff. It's like a vacuum cleaner, okay? No one has come out and said, the president hasn't said or anything, how many people are being tapped with his illegal wiretaps. Or supposed illegal wiretaps.
Right.
The thing is the NSA has the power to act like a vacuum cleaner and suck up as much information as they want and sort it out later. Which is, chances are, what they're doing as opposed to just going after single people.
Hey, what did Spaceballs 1 turn into that turned into like some sort of sucking thing?
It was a vacuum.
Yeah, but like what they call
it? A giant maid with a vacuum.
Yeah, Spaceballs 1 transformed to what?
Mega Maid.
Mega Maid, was it?
Something like that.
Crazy.
How come my mic's quiet now?
What do you mean?
You turned my mic down?
I didn't touch your fucking shit.
Motherfucker.
You didn't.
Just bad vibes all around, though.
Big bitch.
Yeah,
so... So... Alright, so last week... Last week, the...
You got my attention. Come over this thing.
Last week, the, What the fuck is going on?
What?
I don't even know.
I know,
I was like, I'm trying to listen to Otherwise in the headphones there. I'm just
you
like,
cannot talk and listen to a song. I don't know why you said you wanted that, but you can't do it.
Now
yeah,
when it's that
so
loud.
Now that Big City has driven but, that point
a,
home.
I mean, Otherwise makes such good songs
now that he has
I can't
his
not
can
listen
just,
to it.
Just let it go, man.
Just do it, dude. Feel it.
Mr. White, you don't have to lie to my face like that, dude. I can smell the bullshit from here. There's no reason to butter me up. Let's go. I'm listening. You're supposed to be telling me about the government.
I'm supposed to be telling all the people that download this shit.
God damn it. Fuck. Tell us. Tell us, Mr. White.
Playing shit, dude.
I can't help it. I shouldn't have had all that caffeine. All
right, stop. Just stop. Okay?
Exercise control.
This is what we're going to do. Last week, the head of the NSA gave a press conference on this stuff. The first time anyone ever from the NSA has given a press conference, okay? The NSA is not supposed to exist. They're not supposed to fucking give press conferences. I mean, the fact that...
NSA stands for?
National Security Agency.
Okay. America.
It's technically a division of the CIA, right?
Maybe.
No, I think they're above that.
I think they were created
they
separately.
They are, but it... Well, initially,
like
it was a division...
I'm not up on the NSA, man. It doesn't exist, man.
Yeah.
Dude,
like
they're more of a toy store.
KGB. Not KB. Dude, they're like your stormtrooper division. They're higher up than them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like zero
you
G troopers.
The orange things on
so,
the shoulder.
What was that dude from the Nazi party that was in charge of that secret...
Dude,
his intelligence
track.
Guy.
Who, Himmler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heinrich. Uncle Heinrich. Well, you should know him by first name. Shouldn't you, Mr. White?
Well, that's what I was getting at. Is that Mr. White probably knows... This is like... Mr. White, compare Heinrich to the NSA.
Isn't that a necromancer?
No, that's different Heinrich. But yeah, same necromancer in that game.
He's kind of like a
Mr. White's right-hand man.
This is nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts.
And Mr. White's right-hand man in real life.
Is it necromancer or necromancer?
Necromancer. I don't even know where necromancer's coming from, you goofball. I don't know why I called you a goofball.
Let the guy talk, man.
What the hell's a necromancer?
A necromancer?
I don't know.
Fucking no.
All right, so the
Whatever
head of the NSA gave a press...
Heinrich,
stop playing stuff. Stop it. Last week, this guy gave a fucking press conference. We're going to fucking listen to it, all right? God damn it, kids. Calm it down. After that, I got some fun facts about the NSA to go over, and it'll be the end of the show. So...
And then we go to the zoo.
And then we go to the
Yay.
Zoo.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Let's start by playing this fucking audio. Oh,
all right.
And
yes,
when I yell at you to pause it, and then
you
we'll make fun of this
like
guy.
This is the audio of the press conference that you're talking about?
Yeah, this is the press conference from last week.
You want number one or number two?
Number one.
Which they shouldn't have been having?
Yeah.
Because they don't exist?
Because they don't exist.
But they do exist.
No, they don't.
News conference held by Deputy Director of National Intelligence and former NSA Chief Michael Hayden at the National Press Club. This is Hayden being questioned by Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist based in Washington.
Who the hell is that talking?
General, how do you explain the fact that there were several rare spectacles of whistleblowers coming forward at NSA especially after 9/11, something that hasn't really happened in the past, to have complained
can you turn
about
that up in my headphones?
Violations of FISA and United States Signals Intelligence Directive 18, which implements the law at the agency.
I talked to the NSA staff on Friday. The NSA Inspector General reports to me, as of last Friday, from the inception of this program through last Friday night, not a single employee of the National Security Agency has addressed a concern about this program to the NSA IG. Should also add that no member of the NSA workforce who has been asked to be included in this program has responded to that request with anything except enthusiasm. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have to pause it.
My first question
is... Blah, blah, blah.
What did he mean by whistleblower?
Somebody from the NSA came out and fucking just started blowing whistles all over the place, man.
I really...
He's just been running down the street, fucking whistles, just going nuts, bro.
I really feel like... I really feel like they should have said the word copious somewhere and all that bullshit that both of those guys said, like,
now, classified.
Well, now, you heard him say that there's not a NSA whistleblower, right?
What?
He said that there is no such... There's no NSA whistleblowers, none, ever. History of NSA. All right, keep playing tape.
Well, that's not even that tape anymore.
No, dude, but that's the first tape.
Somebody told me Mr. White was a whistleblower.
Dude, you gotta play the first one again. I just said to pause it. That's why I said pause it.
No, that was the whole thing.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I cut that section out.
General Hayden,
this is the next section.
I'm a noob. Stop playing this.
Says that the NSA can do intercepts.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Stop,
I fucking totally cut out the wrong... I cut out that whole section.
You fucked it up. You should.
Anyway.
I want you to feel mad about yourself.
God damn it!
Fuck, I can't even concentrate
today. Blah, blah, blah.
Because?
Too much going on in my headphones.
Make it stop!
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. If you look at
chicken
the...
balls.
The wiki?
Yeah?
What about chicken balls, dude?
Well,
maybe
you have a question about
chicken. What about chicken balls?
Now you know.
Took it out.
No,
anyway. I'll post up on the show content a link to an article from a guy who used to work at the NSA that came out and told the New York Times about Bush's fucking illegal wiretaps, which is how everyone else found out about it to begin with. But, of course, that guy never existed, never came out and talked about it and everything else. That was the whole point of that.
That guy...
Somewhere got lost in all that biggest dickest talk.
And that's called... I'm on the raise, and I didn't get it, so I'm pissed off.
Big City, you.
I got a clip here that's 20 minutes long about the NSA.
Yes.
Is that the clip that you're talking about?
No, we're going to play that next. There was...
It's going to take up the remaining 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah. This is why we had stuff to get to today, man. That's all I'm saying. We probably won't play the whole thing, but we're going to at least listen to like another 5 minutes or so.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
This is more of the press conference. That would mean play.
Who, me?
Yeah,
definitely.
The guy with the sound controls there?
Right.
General Hayden, the FISA law says that the NSA can do intercepts as long as you go to the court within 72 hours to get a warrant. I understood you to say that you are aggressively using FISA, but selectively doing so. Why are you not able to go to FISA as the law requires in all cases? And if the law is outdated, why haven't you asked Congress to update it?
If FISA works,
it's a trick.
Just as
get
well,
an axe.
Why wouldn't I use FISA to save typing? No, there is an operational impact here, and I have two paths in front of me. Both of them lawful, one FISA, one the president's authorization. And we go down this path because our operational judgment is it is much more effective. So we do it for that reason.
Pause it.
I think I've covered all the ones you raised. All right.
If you notice, he got pretty like irritable at that point. He was also sniffing constantly while the question was being asked.
Cool.
He's definitely a drug addict.
I thought that was on you guys.
Definitely
no, that's the guy. He's sitting there going...
Oh, really? That was it?
Yeah. So,
be hip, be cool.
He's pretty much a coke addict. Dude, why do you have to fucking just... God, dude, just fucking play the goddamn tape.
Yeah, you're not allowed to drink Mountain Dew anymore.
This is why we can never do anything serious.
Yeah.
Christ.
That's my job, though, is to make sure that we don't get too serious.
Well, for once, I mean,
quick follow-up. Are you saying that the sheer volume of warrantless eavesdropping has made FISA inoperative?
No, I'm saying that the characteristics we need to do what this program is designed to do, to detect and prevent, okay, make FISA a less useful tool. It's a wonderful tool. It's done wonderful things for the nation in terms of fighting the war on terror. But in this particular challenge, this particular aspect, detect and prevent attacks, what we're doing now is operationally more relevant, operationally more effective.
Pause.
Sam Husseini from IPA Media. You just now spoke of, quote, two paths. But,
I'll
of course, the FISA statute itself says that it will be the exclusive means by which electronic surveillance may be pursued. Are you not, therefore, violating the law?
Yeah.
That's probably a question I should deflect to the Department of Justice. But as I said in my comments...
while you're on trial, you're fucking...
Deflection.
The
one blue mana
has been attested to by the Attorney General.
What island three colorless?
An order whose lawfulness has been attested to by NSA lawyers who do this for a living.
Yeah.
No.
Justify legal warrant.
How
do you say that NSA lawyers are going to fucking come out and justify what's in, you know, law so that the NSA can fucking do what they want to do? I mean, how does that make any sense? It's just phenomenal. The whole thing's phenomenal.
Why is any of this news, man? Government does it all the time.
All I'm saying is this guy, the head of the NSA, comes out for the press conference first time.
First of all, you know he was doing lines in the bathroom.
Of course he was.
That much is obvious. Okay. So why are we even listening to it? Because it's all BS anyway. You know he's just going to blow smoke up, right? And I'm just surprised he's not talking faster. That's the only thing that would,
he's
you know.
He's all speed and coke out. They just say, you're the lawyers, this is for fucking living.
Whoa, dude. Whoa. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath.
I'm sorry, but you got to say, can't stop. Take a deep breath. We got to go faster, faster. Yes, you there, sir.
Okay.
Feel
now
good with that out of
really
your system?
Go home. Can you please untie me?
You can't leave.
He's not doing the half
now. You know what that is, race one?
That's this.
It's Mr. White.
In fact, the neo-Nazi.
Reversed.
He's not doing the half
now. You know it, dude.
It's cool. No, that's it, for real.
Yeah, but like, you know it.
Oh, yeah, you can tell it's him.
Can you do it, like, without playing it? Like, can you say it into the microphone?
Each not we not have Schmatt. Say it right now.
Dude, we have to try reversing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I forgot to do that last night, but I totally want
to. Say it in reverse and then reverse the reverse
say. Say it, yeah.
Nice, dude. That's some cool shit.
That'd be awesome if it works
yeah,
out.
Yeah, definitely, like, a great way to spend your Friday night.
Yeah, totally a good way to spend a Friday night.
Especially when your GF's not around.
No, totally being serious. Yeah, your grandfather can't help you out in that situation.
He's not going to find it funny either.
Oh, I get it.
All right, back to seriousness.
Back to
Mr.
Point.
White, take it away.
You
say play.
Before
not you, dude. He right. Says play and pause. And you listen. Mr. White.
What, you want to skip the press conference? Because considering, I mean, Miles Fetcher thinks it's null and void because the guy's coked out.
Yeah, you're talking about a null and void, you know, coke addict from a null and void agency. Right? You said it doesn't exist, man.
We got a couple other things to talk about here.
What the fuck are you playing, dude?
Well, can we at least get a quick cap up on the situation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Give the
oh,
cap up.
Oh, just play like the last 5 minutes of the sound?
No, just, I'm going to punch you in the face. I swear to God, dude. You're so on my fucking nerves today. You know that?
What did I do?
Dude, oh my God. I'm
I
trying to put
I
something together here.
Today.
A nice, like, informational thing for the fucking listeners.
The best
sorry,
thing is,
I
totally
think the listeners.
There's people all across the world that fucking download this show. Yes, I'm gonna fucking peek.
Because
I'm pissed that I'm trying to fucking put together something fucking entertaining,
yeah,
goddamn listen to,
on,
and you just fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? God. Fucking. Miles Fanny's got a goddamn Boba Fett helmet on now. I don't even know what the fuck. Fuck.
Dude, it's because we got a special guest.
Dude, we got a special fucking guest down here. You can't even get the shit together.
Off his helmet. That's pretty fucking cool.
Fuck.
Red Beaner.
Dude, you guys, you fucking went over my helmet.
Oh, it's
God damn it.
Yeah, isn't that fucking cool?
See the light?
Yeah, it makes it way worse. Cool.
Shit.
Cap up, dude. We're waiting for it.
Fucking dude. Christ, motherfucker.
Super interesting. Fuck. Fuck that shit.
Stop being a GF and tell us to cap up. God damn it.
Anyway.
So
there's some more.
What are you trying to say?
Congressional powers of the president. Are you asserting inherent so-called constitutional powers that a, to use the term that came up in the Alito hearings, a unitary executive has to violate the law when he deems fit?
I'm not asserting anything. I'm asserting that NSA is doing its job.
Cap up?
So, what do you got to cap up if you're not going to finish?
Don't break my pen, by the way.
Or do you want me to keep going?
Pen.
No, we're not going to keep going.
So, what do you, Mr. White, what's the problem with tapping people all over the place?
Explain it to us.
What's the real problem with it?
Apparently you feel that you've been tapped, so explain it.
Yeah.
The real problem is the NSA is not allowed to spy on citizens like that.
Exactly.
By law, that's part of the organization's charter. But President Bush made an executive
fucking went
order.
Over my helmet and goddamn decided to tap the whole country.
You well, not the whole country, man. People
turn the sound of Data right now.
Don't be.
No, I thought that was like Darth Vader. Or helmet.
Where's my other fucking paper?
It's purple helmet.
Oh. All right. Here, to give you an idea, the NSA spying operation is called Echelon. Okay? This is from 2004. Texas Memory Systems is a company that makes a few different products that the government buys for use in Echelon. Basically, it's a combination of a solid-state disk instead of a fucking regular old spinning hard drive. It's like a media card, but a big-ass expensive media card, okay? It's super fast. And a DSP, digital sound processor, which we all know, okay? Everything has a digital sound processor. A fucking CD player has a digital sound processor. Takes a CD, converts it into fucking regular audio and stuff. Do you guys like having a whole conversation over here? You want to like clue the listeners in onto it?
Listen.
Yeah, you want to read us that note over there?
Yeah.
You share that?
Fucking, I don't know this stuff and I'm learning. God.
I'm listening. I just keep talking. Listen.
God! Go on! Come on.
All right.
I'm learning here. About things.
Texas Memory Systems.
They make calculators.
It's Texas Instruments, dude.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Come on, I'm learning.
This isn't going to happen, man.
Texas. Fuck. You know, fuck you guys. Their digital sound processor, okay, is capable of doing fucking 8 gigaflops of processing power, all right? Fucking yeah, I said gigaflop, dude. I'm sorry you don't know what a gigaflop is.
It's a real word. Damn it.
Fuck.
I'm totally listening. Totally.
Dude, it's all his fault.
You were saying gigaflop, go on.
Dude, shut up.
No, really, come on. Tap it up.
Mr. White is really super pissed, man. See what he's doing with the papers over here?
Fucking...
I can't. My eyes are watering too much.
A few years ago, the NSA abandoned a base, okay, that a group of astronauts bought. They did a write-up.
Astronomers.
I'm fucking so pissed I say astronauts instead of astronomers. That a group of astronomers... God. Fuck. I've got a speech impediment.
Dear God.
That they bought... And it's a fucking super interesting read. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to
post a link up. Yeah. All this content I got for you guys to read over is going to be posted up on a website. All right?
I just need my fucking pen, man. I don't care about what
you got your pen.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. I do.
Article on the Echelon hardware will be posted up. The whole thing. Definitely read that. The thing with the astronomers. Whatever. AT&T is being sued by our homeboys at the EFF, saying they assisted in helping the government eavesdrop on us. Chapter fucking subtitle 9861, what a funny symbol, authorization during a time of war, which is one thing the president's leaning on. This is from the FISA Act. Notwithstanding any other law, the President, through Attorney General, may authorize electronic surveillance without a court order under this subchapter to acquire foreign intelligence information for a period not to exceed 15 calendar days followed by a declaration of war of Congress. So if Congress declares fucking war, the President has the authority to authorize any fucking tap of foreign intelligence. That's part of the FISA Act. That's the most fucking power he's given during the time of war. Fort Meade, Western Australia, fucking Menwith Hill, Yorkshire, UK, Misawa Air Force Base in Japan, Morwenstow, Cornwall, UK, Pine Gap in Australia, Sabana Sica in Puerto Rico, Shoal Bay, which is North Territory, Australia, Sugar Grove in West Virginia, Yakima, Washington,
Bingo!
Waihupai in New Zealand, and fucking West Cape, Australia are the major ground stations of the NSA where they suck in all the intelligence that flies through the air across the world, not to mention a handful of other fucking various ground stations.
I got a quick question. So have people been busted and sent to jail because of being wrongly tapped at this point?
That's a very good question.
They're
not saying because they can't say who they tapped. They also are holding any number of prisoners overseas in secret fucking prison Gitmo. Facilities and
Gitmo.
You know, down in Gitmo. Yeah, Guantanamo Bay. That was the scandal that broke a few months before this. There's various like prison compounds and
are they using this power to like bust citizens too on other
stuff?
Yeah.
Well, they're not saying because they're not saying what they've done or who they've done.
They're just randomly tapping anyone they want, and if something bad happens, they can just take you away.
They can just do whatever they want with you.
Complete and utter bullshit. Really.
Yeah. I realize, like, there's people that have been down in Guantanamo Bay for, like, 5-10 years being tortured and stuff that will never go on trial, never nothing. They're just fucking holding them. Same thing with different prison facilities in Britain and stuff like that. So
what do you propose as the solution to this problem?
Hey, we don't propose solutions, man.
We just
present
information. So all this stuff,
we're part of the problem. We're not part of the solution.
Yeah, totally.
All this stuff will be linked to from the fucking website.
What's the website?
FBillRadio.com.
Yay! Yeah.
And if you want to listen to more of that press conference, I took that from Democracy Now! From last Tuesday, which was January 16th, I believe it was, or 17th, whichever day the Tuesday was, in the middle of January. DemocracyNow.org, it's the one like news source that I kind of sort of like might possibly respect. and, yeah, so I guess that's it for the show.
Yeah. That's
We got some time. You want to ask Race one a few questions about
No, I don't existence? Fucking no.
Mr. White is done. Proposing solutions to your problems.
No, we don't do that, man. It's not the FBill Radio way.
No, because then we'll say something crazy, and then we'll be in jail and get mo for like the rest of our lives.
I think we should start tapping the government.
I'm game to try
and play it on FBill Radio.
That'd be interesting.
Right.
How long
and
you
then when
be
and then when all of you guys end up in like the Ukraine.
There's a there was a guy that went to jail because he had photos of Secret Service agents. And he put them online and said these are Secret Service agents and they were undercover Secret Service agents. He went to jail for like fucking a nickel for that.
Doing a nick? In the pee?
Yeah.
Dizzle?
You're better off selling like fucking 6 pounds of cocaine than you are
to
saying,
the
this
NSA
person's a
chief.
Yeah. So. But anyway. Yeah, so all that stuff.
Any shout-outs?
We got a ton of shout-outs.
We get to that, there's one more thing. There's this new thing that I'm going to start doing on the website. Actually, I haven't told anybody about it. None of you guys.
Oh, thanks.
It's going to be
this is a pretty democratic
Yeah, who do you think you are? President
show,
Bush?
Huh?
I just didn't get
the neo-Nazi
in all the stuff that went on before the show here, Race One showing up and stuff. I didn't get a chance to mention it, but basically, I'm just gonna put up a text file of the week. So it's gonna be just a text file. It's got some interesting information, whether it's truthful or not, or lie, crazy, whatever. It's just going to be an interesting read.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm done with that.
I'm just going to be popping that up there at will. It's going to be my own little ass malice factor sort of section.
Mr. White says. Mr. White texts. Whatever.
Yeah. So it's just going to be the first one I'll put up is probably this whole weird thing on this NSA employee that talked. It's, you know, whether it's truthful or not is up to you. It's just a fucking text file I found, but
he's going to post it from his Linux box.
Yeah.
Linux. He's going to use Emacs for that.
Anyway, shout-out to Malice Factor.
I have no shout-out. We'll give a shout-out to Race One for coming on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Why are you playing U2?
This is the end. We're all like...
You can't play U2 on the show.
No, don't play U2. Stop that.
We're peaceably coming together now.
No, we don't.
This is like the end.
What did I tell you about that pretentious British music, man? Oh, man, that was a cultural low blow.
What? Who said what?
Never mind.
Anyway, go ahead.
I gave the shout-out already, man.
All right.
Race One for
Big City.
That's
fucking...
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Big City, go ahead.
I got really nothing to shout-out, actually.
Wow, really?
Other than Race One for coming down.
That's all right.
Sweet.
Wow, we're just going to
give him
shout outs.
I guess
this is a big fucking
shout out for,
mark out fest for Race
I'll
One.
I'll shout out Race One's shout out.
Right, thanks.
Well, I know what Race One might shout out. So I was just
no, he doesn't get to do a shout out, man. Yeah, he's a guest.
Dude.
He doesn't do shout outs.
Yeah, but then we can give him a plug.
You can give me a plug.
I'll just plug him anyway.
Hey, I'll take care of that,
you
man.
Handle
you calm it down, dude. Right, I just asked you if you had some shout outs. I didn't ask you to fucking
give
the show.
My shout outs to G Money, T to the Z, and Dan Porn.
Why don't you got to...
and Race One for coming down.
Thanks.
Right, so you might untie him now? Or
not yet. We're not done with the show. Want to shout out everyone who's been posting up in the fucking logo contest. Everyone who still posts up in the forums.
Right. Big shout out to all those guys.
Big shout out to fucking Race One and his whole fucking crew. And,
What?
Yeah, check out the website, fbillradio.com. Send us email, radio@fbillradio.com.
As I was
fucking
trying to
voicemail
say before,
number.
I really thought that Big City was going to shout out some website like he normally does, you know?
What are we listening to now? In light of us not picking out some music to listen to on the way out tonight.
I totally had music planned.
Yeah, did you?
He said that. I do remember.
This was the plan. It's just coincidence that Race One showed up.
All right. Well, in that case, on the way out tonight, we'll be listening to Otherwise, Race One's band. You can check them out at otherwiseband.com. From all of us at FBill Radio.
And the NSA.
And the NSA. Have a lovely 2 weeks. Later.
What about the Super Bowl?
Fuck sports, man. We're computer geeks, man.
Good. Good answer.
Dude, I'm too fat to care about football. Yeah. Oh, wait, everyone who does is fat.
I didn't
fat.
Even know who was playing until I bumped into a Super Bowl setup at a grocery store yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like knocked down 7 oranges and a fucking Eagles thing fell
is
on
that,
my head.
Is that why we're doing the show tonight?
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the Super Bowl, but yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, they're just completely I thought I already said later.
I mean, I thought fucking music to go here.
Yeah, like
Jesus.
Why,
you know what I'm saying? Why don't
you
just host the show, bro?
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
You fucking shut down my whole NSA thing tonight. I mean, you totally fucked everything.
Yes. Yeah,
and now you're just gonna go ahead, talk about what you were talking about. I got time, man. I'm here.
He
dude,
said
come on.
Something.
No, I'm here, man.
I was just commenting.
I'm fucking dude. Out here. Fuck you guys.
We live. Thank you.